Hi, I'm Alex. I'm an RX radio reporter. I'm 18 years old. And today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the COVID-19 vaccine and some of my thoughts on it. A couple of weeks ago, I had my first show back at RX Radio in almost a year and a half. So it was so much fun to be back in studio to have live guests. Then almost immediately afterwards, we went back to level 4 lockdown and schools shut. So I was on holiday. I say that kind of inverted commas because it is matric, and every holiday you're still doing work, still trying to prepare for those final exams coming up. And during that level 4 lockdown, during the time away, I was lucky enough to actually go on a school trip to KZN just before the unfortunate violence and all that unrest broke out, and spent a couple of days walking in the bush. So we really did get away from all of it, but the rest of the time has been spent preparing, getting ready for those end of year exams. And then it was so cool now that we've gone back to level 3 that I can be back at RX Radio and have had my second show for 2 years. So we're slowly but surely getting back. I definitely think the hope with the vaccine process is that we can open up things a lot more and hopefully start boosting the economy again. I mean, at the moment, the British and Irish Lions are in South Africa. The stadiums are completely empty. We are seeing even in Tokyo, in Japan, they are the Olympics, they're no fans. So specifically for South Africa, for sports, for events to open up again, I think that's a big part of South Africa. It's people going out, enjoying themselves. To be able to do that again is something I'm excited for. But also now with the vaccines, all our teachers have been vaccinated, so hopefully school can be more in person, stay open longer, especially the matrics, the grade sevens, everyone who's moving to the next level in their educational life will be able to do that without too much interruption. And I think just so that people can start traveling again, so that foreigners can come to South Africa from all over the world, they can be tourists, they can come and help boost the economy. And then also we can travel around South Africa, we can experience different parts of the country because we've been cooped up for so long. And I think the big thing is, while you can do that to some extent now, there's obviously all the different protocols in place, the restrictions. So the vaccine hopefully is going to mean that we can start returning to the normal that we had before 2020. It will never be the same, but it will be to some extent. We've got that more interaction, more freedom. So I'm excited for it, and I'm also excited that soon my age group will be able to register. I've heard many different things about vaccines, and a lot of it I think stems from the fact that people don't necessarily understand how it works or what it is that it's supposed to do. People say, well, why does it not just make COVID go away completely? You can still get sick even if you've been vaccinated. And I think what we see in England is a perfect example of this, is that their cases might be going up, but their hospitalizations are going down because their entire population's been vaccinated. The point is, it prevents you from getting very, very sick so that you have to be hospitalized. And we saw it in South Africa here especially, that it's such a big issue is the hospitals. When they get overcrowded, people start dying from COVID, people start dying from all sorts of other things that can't get treated because there just aren't beds. So one of the misconceptions there is that people think it's supposed to prevent you from getting COVID, which it doesn't necessarily do as much as it prevents you from getting so sick that you have to be hospitalized. Another thing is that people are concerned that it was developed faster than any vaccine in history. And I think, I mean, to answer that, it definitely is out of necessity. We had to develop it faster than any vaccine in history because it is the first time we've had such a serious pandemic when we've had the facilities to be able to produce a vaccine so quickly. And then also people are concerned as if a vaccine is something that they haven't had before. But I ask, I mean, it's not like people regularly get polio or all these things that we've eliminated, all these diseases. I mean, measles, mumps, rubella, you've been vaccinated for all of these things before. And so it is something that happens quite regularly. And it's something that, yes, it can have a few side effects, and some people might be more susceptible to side effects than others. But it is definitely better than getting sick from COVID, having to be hospitalized, being put on a ventilator, and for many people, passing away. So to my age group and to my peers, I say we've seen in the media, we've seen stories where there are people our age who have got very sick from COVID-19 and who have died. And at stages, it's been worrying. It's been more than initially people thought it would be. But also the thing with COVID is that you do everything to protect others. Like, you wear your mask to protect others. The vaccine, you can help be part of getting rid of COVID, essentially, because if it starts not having such dramatic effect on us, once you get it, there is to some extent that herd immunity we've heard about that gets built up. So if you get it but you don't get severely sick, you don't have to go to hospital, you're able to recover on your own, then that's good because it's not straining the healthcare system. And then it's also good because you'll build up some natural level of immunity to it. And so overall, we can help resist COVID and finally put an end to it so that we can return to normal that we see is happening in some countries, in Europe, Australasia. These countries have vaccinated their populations and they are able to return to having crowds in their stadiums and to having events.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.